let's do this thing here. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It is Dave here on this Tuesday, February 12th. How you doing? I got all the good stuff here for you. Has anyone seen Bryce Harper? Chances are you haven't, because it seems the superstar right fielder that was all but dressed up in his Phillies pinstripes. Do they still have the pinstripe uniforms? I like those when they had them. Well, apparently he's going to be in brown and orange because the Giants are now the front runner in signing him and dashing the hopes of the Phillies faithful out here. Hopefully that's not what happened. What else did we talk about? Heard about a new button that may help your relationship with your wife. Actually, it's not going to help your relationship with your wife. It's a new product proving that we are, in fact, living in the dumbest time in human history. 50 Shades of Maple Glen, the house with the sex dungeon, was a topic again today, and we got the realtor on the phone with us. We talked to her about her viral listing, and we also heard about Cardi B and her relationship to Tom Petty, which is sure to make you facepalm, as was a letter we got for our ongoing Valentine's Day doghouse competition. And the supermarket Aldi has a new line of cheeses that are named with classic rock puns, sure to entertain every middle-aged dad listening to this here podcast. So let's launch into it. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Oh, by the way, you want to see me piss off Dave? You want to see Dave go?
Bring it.
Right. So what do you think about the Giants getting up?
Dude. It's not going to happen.
You're talking San Fran Giants. San Francisco Giants. People are now saying it's the odds on favorite to get Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Giants, I am going to Citizens Bank and taking a dump on home plate. After all this fluffing that they've been doing for us. I hate the Giants. They're the best baseball team in the last decade. Mm-hmm. If he goes there, I quit.
But this year, they're not looking all that good, are they?
They were pretty bad last year.
They're not good. I don't.
Dodgers
know.
Own that division.
Right. Right. But, what do I know? I know nothing. I know nothing.
We've
proven that.
If we come
out
of the woodwork with some catcher that's supposedly a good catcher,
right?
I'm not happy.
All right.
After all this,
what's that about TJ
Realmuto?
Don't ask me to pronounce his name.
Realmuto. Yeah. Right, pretty easy.
All right. But supposedly in Vegas, they're giving the odds. They're giving them plus 100, 100 odds on getting a Padres plus 200.
All right. That's what they put out. Let's clarify that a week and a half ago, apparently Vegas had taken odds off the board.
Right.
Which got me. So who knows about this? At this point, whatever.
Okay.
Just start the season.
By the way, if you are a betting person, which Steve is, you might want to drop a C note on the Phils. They're plus 400.
I might.
Yeah.
I'll use the winnings from the Super Bowl.
There you go.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
A lot of us, of course, looking forward to Valentine's Day. There's a new product out, folks. And Dave, I sent you a link for this. We should put it up so people don't think that we're joking around.
Okay.
Right? We'll put it up on the Facebook page for a new product on Kickstarter called the Love Sync button. What? It lets you know when your partner wants to get it on so you don't feel rejected.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you've got a button on the side of your bed.
Okay.
All right? And your mate has a button on the side of her bed. Right? And if you feel like doing the happy dance, you hit the button.
Uh-huh.
And if she notices that the button is lit, then she hits her button, and now you guys can get it on.
Oh, that's cool. So if you're a married man, you should take your button and just throw it in the trash.
Well, yes.
John can relate to that.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Does anyone communicate anymore? Face to face, even couples?
Listen to this. Listen to these people selling this thing.
LoveSync is a device that lets you know when both of you are in the mood for some hippity-dippity.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides, and when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button.
Now, wait a second.
That's real?
That's real. All right? You've got one on both sides of the bed, right? And when you're feeling a little randy, like she says, you anonymously push the button. Who the hell else pushed it? The maid?
The dog rubbed up against it.
Right? Yeah, give me a break.
Oh, she's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Smack.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard of. Here's a great idea. Put a candle on each side of the bed. If yours is lit, hey, I'm up for it.
There's the sex candle.
Right? Yeah. You know, it just.
You never take her out.
John DiBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Now, you might recall yesterday, and we brought this up to you in the 7 o'clock hour, that we found this house that was for sale in Maple Glen. That's like the Ambler area. All right.
Very nice area.
Yeah, very, very nice area up over there. $750,000, right, for the house. What was it? 5,000 square feet.
That's
right,
big.
Right, it's big.
An acre of property.
An acre of property. Wow. Had a gazebo outside with a hot tub in it. All right. And had everything in the world, including its own little sex dungeon.
Yeah.
Well, we found that a rather interesting piece of real estate and wondered, you know, who's selling that?
I have so many questions.
Yeah. The whole world does.
The house, the seller.
It's made national news.
The agent.
Yeah. Has it made national news?
Oh, God. The women on The View were talking about it the
other
day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Well, we have got the real estate agent calling us at 8:10 this morning, Cindy.
Oh, cool.
So if you have any questions about that. Steve has a lot of questions about the wooden hand that's in the background.
Sure do.
I just want to know about disinfecting.
That's true. It's like Game of Thrones props in a suburban home.
I'm telling you, the stuff that's in there, there is nothing's left out.
I know. It's horrifying.
I saw pictures of, what's the real estate agent's name?
Melissa Leonard.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of her holding a whip. Right.
Well, you got to sell it, John.
She's not bad, though. I'd let her whip me.
Yeah, well, sign up for a viewing.
A showing. I wonder, how do you do comps on a house like this?
We'll find out. So she is booked?
Right. Oh, she's booked.
Steve got her?
Oh, yeah. Steve got her. We're talking to her.
I booked the big guests, guys.
I sent out my request yesterday. You are the man.
All right. Yeah. And then, you know, you get a room like that, a good Joan Jett song, it raises the question. Do you want to touch me there?
The John DeBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No!
MGK.
Cardi B. Right, you know how much I love her, right, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, I think she's a friggin' idiot. Anyway.
I was about to quiz you on her. Damn it.
Right. She won Best Rap Album at the Grammy Awards the other night.
Correct.
All right. And someone sent her flowers, a big old bunch of flowers, with a note inside with Tom Petty lyrics in it. And it just said, "You've got a big heart so big it could crush this town, Tom Petty." All right. So she decided to go on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Yes, she did. And just listen to the opening of her video on Twitter.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
Yes.
That is Pete Cardi B right there.
She believes that dead Tom Petty sent her flowers.
Yo, his ghost be contacting me, yo.
The good thing is that Tom Petty doesn't know who Cardi B is either.
Lucky for him.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I get an email from a guy who says he wants to get out of the doghouse. Because, well, Thursday nights he plays tennis.
Okay.
And Valentine's Day is on a Thursday. And him and his friends have arranged to have a court time each and every Thursday. Right? So he's in the doghouse because he's going to play tennis.
Yeah. Nice. You're not going to get in this because you could just not play tennis for one
day. Yeah, heard of canceling?
Right. I was like, and I said that to him. I said, dude, I said, this is for Valentine's Day night. Yeah. I sent him back an email. I said, this is for Valentine's Day night. We don't have restaurant reservations for other nights. It's for Valentine's Day. He goes, okay, well, then never mind.
You deserve it.
And you got to realize you're competing for this with another story.
Yeah.
That story's just going to get flushed by everybody because you're an idiot.
That story's not even going to make it on the air.
Well, yes, exactly. Right. Get your love
on
the tennis court.
Technically, it did make it on the air.
Yeah, in a way, it did, right? We should get him those buttons that they're selling on Kickstarter we were talking about earlier. His will stay lit forever.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, ooh.
MGK.
We found this story yesterday. It actually broke late on Friday, and we weren't here over the weekend. We started talking about it yesterday, about a house in Maple Glen, which is not far from where you live, right, Sue?
Correct, yeah. Not far from Willow Grove. It's about 15 minutes or so.
Okay, all right. So basically like the Ambler area?
Okay. Actually, my aunt and uncle live there in Maple Glen. I'm going to ask them to go knock on the door.
Take a look.
Yeah, let me know what
Because this house came up for sale, a beautiful home, $750,000. It's got tons of room. Dave has a problem with his and her sink in the bathroom.
That's what I found most disturbing.
Right.
It's a vanity island.
It's dual sinks
and mirrors.
Not like they normally have when you have dual vanities, right? You know, up against one wall. This is an island in the middle of the bathroom, and all that's there is the two sinks.
Right.
It's strange.
We're getting away from. Okay. What we should be talking about.
It's real estate talk. And of course, there's the gazebo with the hot tub.
Yep.
Right.
Jacuzzi.
And actually, in the hot tub, it's a ball gag, not a plug for the tub.
Because in the bathroom, in the basement, there is a sex dungeon, basically. We said, wait, this is too much. So we thought we would get a hold of the real estate agent. Let me get the proper music for talking to somebody who's trying to sell a sex dungeon. Melissa Leonard is on the phone. She's from Coldwell Banker. Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am just fine. Something tells me you may have been busy, probably not necessarily with real estate, but with interviews.
Well, very busy talking about real estate in interviews.
See, how did you get approached for this house? It was just like someone said, hey, I'm looking to sell my house, like any normal real estate agent would have heard?
No, I had met the seller at a charity event in the spring, and he was already using a realtor, from what I heard, for the house when he was going to eventually sell it. And then he called me about 2 weeks ago and said that I'm not using this real estate agent, that I need somebody who can be outside the box thinking and creative and be comfortable with this kind of house. And I didn't really know what he was talking about because I hadn't seen it yet.
Right.
I looked at the pictures and I said, oh, okay, you have this little pleasure garden sexual oasis going on in your basement.
Where he thinks inside the box.
Yeah.
So he said, yes, I think you should see it. And I came over the house to see it. And he said, are you comfortable with it? And, how would you market this? And because he said that everything's staying the way it is. Like, he's not changing the house. He's not moving anything. And that I need to work around the Airbnb showing.
What was the reaction when you saw the photos versus when you actually went down and saw it with your own two eyes in person, saw a swing, saw a stockade on the guy's bed, the whips and chains on the walls.
The X thing, the pentagram, I could tie up to anything.
Right, little figurines. yes, I walked down there and it was like, they have mood lighting and everything. And so I kind of walked down there and you kind of don't know what you're walking into because it was dark. And
am I going to get out of this alive?
I walked around and I just said, okay, this is what it is. And, hey, this is what they're doing. So, I have to use this.
Are there other houses in the neighborhood that have sex dungeons?
Not that I've ever seen.
How did you do comps?
I comped it with what was selling just in the neighborhood of the size of the house. The house is a very big house, very nice, has lots of upgrades, has all really nice features between the kitchen and, master bath and every hardwood floors.
Oh, don't forget about the gazebo with the hot tub.
That is cool, yeah.
Yes, it's very nice house.
To me, this is an insane investment opportunity. $2,000 a weekend night, you could cover the mortgage with one weekend.
Yeah.
Just bill it as like a freakend. Seriously?
Yeah, so he's, he's pretty busy with that, and I think he's gotten even busier now.
When he sells the house, is he leaving this stuff behind or is he taking it with him?
His plan was to leave it with the house as long as he got his number that he wanted.
I need to know if there's going to be a garage sale for whoever buys this place.
I bought a house.
Well, a lot of people are asking that. A lot of people are asking if you don't sell it and someone doesn't want it, can we have it? Can we buy it? But I'm curious to see who will purchase it, if they're going to want it or not. And there has been people calling me that do not want it, and I've assured them it can be taken out. It's not a problem.
Now, you've gotten a lot of pushback from the neighbors who aren't happy about this attention and the fact that there's this sordid, sex pad in the hood, right?
There's two neighbors. It's only a street of three people, and the two neighbors are very upset.
So who knows what goes on in their houses? Maybe they're worshiping Satan, for all we know.
Well, you never know what goes on in anyone's house.
Right.
And, it's inside the house. It's not bothering anybody, harming anybody. And, they're just upset. I guess they don't want this going on.
If I had that house, you know what I would love to do? Hmm. I would just take all the stuff and put it on the front lawn and have a lawn sale. See how the neighbors feel now.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just leave it out there for people to take.
I'd put it up on Facebook Marketplace.
I think they're not going to have any trouble selling it if it doesn't go with that house.
Did you find anything interesting yourself that was part of the basement array?
No, I mean, there's things I don't even know what they are, exactly. And I didn't ask. And you know, it all just kind of flows together. So
Steve had a lot of interest in the big wooden fist.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was for.
Oh, I missed that one.
You didn't see the big wooden fist?
Yeah,
it's on the table.
Probably mentally blocked that out.
Although, I can't believe he's still wondering what it was for.
I haven't even noticed it there myself in person. I've only seen it where people circled it on my pictures.
I don't know. It's not my bag. I don't know. It's just I don't understand what's going on. And they've got a lot of animal skin rugs all over the floor underneath all the different things.
Well, now it's making more appealing to Dave.
Well, they have them upstairs, too.
Okay, so it's the house, the whole house motif, not just the sex dungeon. I got
you. Kind of. Those rugs are upstairs, too, yes.
Well, Melissa Leonard is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and if you are looking for a house with some, she has got it for you. Melissa, thank you so much for spending some time
with
us today. Have yourself a great day.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Did you tell me the other day you shop at Aldi?
Yes, I do.
Have you bought cheese at Aldi as of late?
Yeah, like block cheese.
It seems that they've Aldi has released their own line of cheeses. Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. each of them paying tribute to rock and roll music over the years.
Oh, that's a nice tie-in.
Yeah. Well, they've got a Sweet Cheddar of Mine.
Nice.
Okay. Girls Just Want to Have Fontina. I'm just telling. This is what they're calling. Right. I'm not making these up.
That's okay. That one.
Yeah. Pour Some Gouda on Me.
These are all appropriately '80s rock songs for the cheese.
All right. Wake Me Up Before You Goat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pushing it.
Wow.
You know what? Shut it down. All right. Don't ever go there.
You don't want to hear about Total Eclipse of the Havarti? You don't want to...
I love this groaner line of cheeses.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.